whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. Merry Christmas. This morning we celebrate the birth of Christ on the Lord's Day. There is no better way to honor Jesus than attending church this morning. We would like to invite you to our special Christmas service beginning at 10:30 a.m. There is no greater love than the gift of our Savior. How will you honor Him today? We will now join Pastor Holland for the conclusion of The Real Spirit of Christmas.
I glory in the fact that God has given to me the Word of God. The Bible said, "Thy word shall not return void." Well, without the Word, I wouldn't have known how to be saved. Without the Word, I wouldn't be able to strengthen myself and grow in the grace and knowledge of my Lord and Savior. Without the Word, where would I be? I'd be in trouble, and you would too. And I thank God today. There's some countries today that you can't walk around with one of these in your hand. But I live in a country where I'm free enough, and I have the gift of the Word of God, and I glory in it today. I know I'm getting older. I got a few aches and pains. But overall, God's blessed me with a good, healthy life. We've had a few bumps in the road along the way, and some of you have had worse bumps than I had. But I tell you today, I'm still able to get up every morning. I'm still able to talk. I'm still able to walk, and sometimes it's a little hard, but I'm still able to. And I glory in the fact that Santa Claus didn't bring me that. God did. Friend, it's He that gives me the strength to put one foot ahead of another. I'll tell you what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that God gave me family and friends. I tell you today, when I stop and think about Christmas, friend, if we didn't have a gift under the tree, if we could just be with our family, that's one of the most precious things. And I think today there's some of our family we can't be with anymore, but thank God I love being with those that we can be. And then for my friends, that's you. God gave us, the best church in the world. Somebody might want to disagree with that, but I tell you around here, I literally believe that. And I'm thankful today for every one of you that have come today. And if I didn't have anything else but just us to get together on Christmas, that'd be enough for me to glory God about and glorify Him for family and friends. And then another thing we have to glory in is all the little things that God does for us on a daily basis. He said He'd supply all our needs according to His riches and glory. Friend, I could stand here today and I could tell you thing after thing after thing that God has done, the way He's worked out this and the way He took care of this and the way He's provided in my life. And I tell you, I don't know where I'd be today if it was not for my Lord and Savior, who guides my life and directs my steps and takes me to the place I need to be. It may not be material things He gives me, but I tell you, I thank God for the little things that He gives me day by day. I tell you something else I'm thankful for is the Holy Spirit of God that indwells my body. Friend, I'm saved, and the Holy Spirit will never be separated from this body. Now, I can quench the Spirit, and we could talk about that. But as far as the Holy Spirit leaving me, He came here to stay when I trusted Him as my Savior. And when I think the wrong things and do the wrong things, it's the Holy Spirit that knocks on my door and says, "Wait a minute, that's not right." It's the Holy Spirit that guides me and speaks to my heart from the preaching that makes me want to do right. Where would we be without the Holy Spirit? We'd be in a mess. And truly today, a lot to be thankful for. Already touched a little bit on it. Thank God today for our heavenly home. I'm so glad today. Heaven is a wonderful place. Brother Paul, he spoke about that. It was a blessing. But he talked about heaven. Talked about his little girl being in heaven. He talked about, the Bible said in Revelation, going to be horses in heaven. He talked about his little girl probably riding a horse. I don't know how it all works out, and I don't know what's going on with all that, but I know one thing. Heaven is a beautiful place. It's a place that we don't deserve, but it's a place that we're going when we die if we've trusted Christ as our personal Savior. Heaven. Let me just tell you a few things about heaven quickly. No more death. No more sorrow. No more sickness. No more pain. There's not going to be any crying in heaven. I tell you, I've said, and I know, I believe when we get to heaven, there will be some tears. But then the Bible said, God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. I tell you today, when I think of those who have gone on before, I sure miss them. And I cry, but oh, the joy of knowing one day I'll be reunited with them. But wait a minute. One more thing. Let us not forget is our Heavenly Father who gave His Son in order that we might have eternal life. Friend, I tell you today, so much to be thankful for, but we're caught up. We're caught up in the presence. We're caught up in what we're going to get. We're hurting and scurrying. Man, yesterday, you couldn't hardly stir me with a stick at Walmart. I told my wife, I said, if God don't give us a parking place toward the front, it ain't the will of God for us to go there. And lo and behold, He gave me one about three spots out. But it was all right. We was in there trying to get some things for some people and trying to do for others. And friend, I'm telling you, it's not about what we get or what we do, but it's all about Him. And then lastly, and I close with this, the eternal gestures in verses 15 through 20. He said, and it came to pass that the angels were gone away from them into heaven. The shepherds said one to another, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary, remember Mary, the vehicle that God used. The Bible said, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. But the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that He had heard and seen as it was told unto them. You know, Christmas get-togethers is a good time to bury some hatchets. It's a good time to ask for forgiveness. It's a good time for people to get right one with another. Because that's what the Christmas spirit is really all about. Friend, it's not about arguing. And unfortunately, I heard a fellow say one time, he said, man, I hate Christmas. He said, when we get together as a family, all we do is argue and fuss and carry on. And friend, that's a shame and a disgrace that in the face of our Lord and Savior, that we can't get together and act civilized and understand the blessings that God has bestowed upon us and given to us. We get to the point where maybe we're touched and maybe we do. But boy, the new year comes and we're back to our old self. The conviction's gone and we're back to doing the things that we were once doing again. But oh, today, that this Christmas could be the best Christmas that we'd ever had. And it would change our life, not just for a week or a day, but it would change our life for the remainder of our life because of our love for what the Son of God did for us when He died on the cross for our sins. Then there's the shepherds. Isn't that amazing? The Bible said these men, listen, don't know who they were exactly, but literally we do know. If you read about shepherds, they were outcasts, they were sinful men, they were vile. But you know what? They went away telling the story. I tell you today, I love to tell the story of Jesus and His glory. I tell you today, I love to tell people that Jesus, the Son of God, came as a babe, died as a man, died on the cross for our sin. He was buried. He rose again the third day. He ascended back into heaven. And one day He's coming again for all those that have put their faith and trust in Him. And what a glory it is to be saved forever and know we're going to heaven. We receive the Christmas message. We ask Christ into our heart. Friend, it's not hard to be saved. People say, well, preacher, I just don't believe I can live it. You're right. At least none of us can live it. But it's Christ that lives in us. We come to the point of trusting Him as our Savior. The Bible said the real spirit of Christmas will never wear off. If we get the real meaning of Christmas, it'll never wear off. It'll endure forever. I wonder today, what is the Christmas spirit all about to you? Friend, if it's about anything but Jesus, then it's wrong. The fact that He lived in the world, He died on the cross, it wasn't because He didn't have nothing else to do. It wasn't so that somebody could write a book about Him. He wrote it Himself, by the way. But it was in order that He might die for you. You said, man, that's great that He died for everybody. Right now, don't misunderstand me, I'm glad he died for everybody, but my greatest concern right now is he died for this old lowly sinner right here. And friend, it's not what you do, but it's what I do with him because of what he's done for me. And I tell you, every one of y'all, look with that attitude this morning, examine your heart. And then when you determine that you're saved, then ask yourself the question, what kind of Christmas is this going to be for me? Is it going to be the same old hoopla and the partying and the gift giving and food that we're going to partake of? Or is this year going to be all about Him and what He's done for us? Try the spirits, the Bible said, whether they be of God. And we've got spirits everywhere today that's trying to convince us. But there'll be people that'll be killed because of alcohol this season, because that's the way people chose to celebrate Christmas. Lives will be ruined, the ones who they may take their lives, and perhaps the ones that take somebody else's life because of the drink. Friend, the real, true meaning of Christmas is all about worshiping Him and praising Him for what He's done for us. My question today is, what is the true meaning of Christmas to you? But let me close with this. Do you know Him? Is He your Savior? Do you know if you died today, you'd go to heaven? You said, preacher, nobody can know that. Oh, if it's to give the invitation, if you'll just give us about 5 minutes, I can show you that you can know. Jesus Christ died for you. And oh, the greatest Christmas you'll ever have would be to accept Him as your personal Savior. Father, we thank You, Lord, for this day. God, thank You so much for giving Your Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross for our sin. And I'm grateful today that Christmas is a festive time. I'm grateful today that it's a time of family and friends, and it's a time for sharing the Word of God. But Lord, most of all, it's about what You've done for us. I pray now that You'd bless this invitation, speak to hearts. And there's some here today that doesn't know they're saved. Lord, if they just meet me right down front, we're not going to embarrass anybody. I promise, I pray that we would just be able to show them what it means to know Christ their Savior. And then, Lord, I believe the majority of people here are saved. But some of them today, maybe You touched their heart about what the true meaning of Christmas is all about. And Lord, maybe they would come and kneel at this altar. They don't have to tell me, but they could just come and say, Lord, help me, but this year it's going to be all about You at our house. I'm not asking You to not give gifts. I'm not asking You not to have a feast. But I'm asking You to determine to let Christ have His place at Christmas in your life. Bless now the invitation, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
How will you spend the day? What kind of Christmas will this Christmas be? There is no way we could ever properly honor one who has given so much for us. The time Christ spent on earth provided a gift for all mankind. That gift is available for you if you will only receive Him. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.